No. The description of the house. You went in the aisle, you had the door in the centre. You can imagine, you know, the old frame. You just look at a block in front here.
Mm.
Near the door. There was a wind at the right and a wind at the left. The wind at the left was the kitchen.
Right.
The wind at the right was the downstairs bedroom.
Yeah.
You went right on to the end of the kitchen, and there was a stair at the end of the kitchen, which went up this way. And at the top of the stairs, there was a landing about two or three feet. And one door went into the room over the kitchen, and the other went in to the room over the bedroom downstairs.
Right.
You see? Yeah. And there were very hard stone. They were made of very hard stone, with covered like with a plaster of mortar.
Mm-hmm.
Very soft. You'll be forever hearing mortar. No, coming down here behind the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were so old. And like, if you're trying to get a nail up to hang a picture up,
mm-hmm.
you could try and make about 40 holes before you get the nail to stick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of.
I do, yeah.
They were very old. But I remember when we moved up here. There were corporation workmen knocking old houses down on Thomas Davis Avenue, Foster's Lane, as we used to call it at the top. And there was one man, and his name was Hagerty. That was the soul. And he was up in a ladder, and you would mind, you had a bad slate down in his hand, because as I said, they were so small, but he was up in a ladder. So, Mr. Hagerty, is that your job, says I, pulling down the old houses? Tis, says he. Well, do you know why, says I, you better mind that job, no way you have it. And says I, crawl on it and keep, says I, here in Plymouth going, because I, the ones up there, the first gush you win, says I, come, says they'll blow away, says I, so then you'll have no problem, says I, but I'm looking at your jobs up there. They're meaning these houses, you know? So the houses, no, they were primitive in design, strong walled, because I know we had, like, in the kitchen or downstairs when you came in the door. I said the kitchen, as I said, was going lengthways. You had an old type of range which was all broken, looked like an open fire in the centre.
Yeah.
And there was a window here. And the window was actually about that deep. So that meant the wall of the house was actually that way.
Oh,
I always had a television, when the television came up, so you know, I had the television in the window. I had the radio there.
We both nearly 2 feet thick,
yeah,
so the wall.
Yeah.
And was it a cold house or was it being warm?
It wasn't a warm.
Yeah, I suppose the walls were sort of ticking everything.
Yeah, and there was no fire in the room downstairs. That would be cold all right now.
Right.
Which, you see, the room door was never closed. You had the heat from the kitchen going in there.
Yeah.
And upstairs there was a fire in the right-hand bedroom, which was over the fire downstairs. There was one chimney.
Yeah.
And you had no fire in the left room.
You'd have had the heat coming up from the kitchen
so
too.
You'd have it, yes.
Yeah.
You see, because then you had this, you said the wooden stair going up the end of it.
Yeah.
And like there was a stair going up now under the landing, and underneath it then, like we say, filled in, but that was the coal hole in under it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you had you get the coal in right into the coal hole under the stairs, which was
very,
very convenient.
Very handy,
you know? And then on the outs, like there was the stair, there was it all covered in, there was your coal hole, and here then was a cupboard going in under the stairs where you used to have all the wear.
Oh.
And like it was boarded up to here then, which was the back wall at the coal house, the coal house.
Yeah.
You know? And you went into your room there then.
Yeah.
Very near at hand and everything.
It was really. I often never said, you know, I said even though they were antiquated, we were a hell of a lot more. Or the only thing, we didn't have water inside. But I was so used, you'd be so used to running out the end of the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the washing
normal,
and everything was handy like.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother got us to sell his best men. Penny Levy, he's actually first cousin to the girl I was talking about, no doubt wouldn't come over. He said, I would say, do you know, if the poor came in here, he'd get the job. He'd get the kettle to fill. Because I might be on the verge of going out to fill the kettle. I said, I'll pack or go and fill that.